Every man, I don't care how great he is. I don't care how unbeatable he seems. Every man has a kryptonite. The first 5 years of his career, Mike Tyson was viewed as being unbeatable. Hell, he was unbeatable. He went 37-0 many times in convincing fashion. People used to complain about having to pay whatever it was back then, $50 or $100 for Mike Tyson fights because they would be over in the first round most of the time. Mike Tyson was that dominant. But just like everybody else, Mike Tyson had his kryptonite. His name ended up being Buster Douglas. Going into that fight back in 1990, no one was giving Buster Douglas a chance. Sports books weren't even offering odds on the fight. I think only one sports book had odds offered, and you had to put up something like 45 or 50 grand just to win $100. They had to book the fight all the way over in Japan because there just wasn't much interest for it here in America. This was supposed to be a tune-up fight for Mike Tyson, the fight that got him ready for Evander Holyfield. Of course, we had to wait 6 years to see that fight because Buster Douglas ended up beating the shit out of Mike Tyson. Going into Sunday Night Football last night, outside of Drew Brees, no one in the media was giving the Saints a chance to beat the Bucs. No one was giving them a chance to beat Tom Brady. The Bucs have the number one offense in the league. Sean Payton has the flu. He's not even coaching. It was supposed to be a night of celebration in Tampa. The Bucs were giving away free t-shirts. I don't remember what the cause for the celebration was. I heard it mentioned on the NFL Network after the game. It did not matter. There was no celebration at Raymond James Stadium last night unless you were from New Orleans. There was one thing that all the talking heads in the media were overlooking going into last night's game. And like I said, the only person who didn't overlook it was Drew Brees. The one thing everyone overlooked, Dennis Allen and the Saints defense is Tom Brady's kryptonite. And you know what? Tom Brady knows it. I can't remember a time when I have seen Tom Brady as visibly frustrated as he was throughout that game last night. This dude is always in control of his emotions. In 20 plus years, rarely have we seen Tom Brady lose his composure. He lost it multiple times last night. Here he is, telling Dennis Allen to go fuck himself. He was constantly barking at the officials. The Saints defense made Superman look like the rest of us, a mere mortal. Rarely have we seen Tom Brady not have an answer, not be able to respond to adversity. Last night, he didn't have any answers. Bruce Arians didn't have any answers. Since arriving in Tampa last year, Tom Brady is 0-4 against New Orleans in the regular season. Not only is he 0-4, he ain't even close. He has lost every game by at least two possessions. Well, he won the only game that mattered in the playoffs last year. That's true. That's true. But that had more to do with the Saints turning the ball over four times. I don't give a shit who your quarterback is. It is damn near impossible to win in the NFL when you turn the ball over, much less turning it over four times. The best pass that Tom Brady threw last night was when he threw his damn tablet. And I don't want to hear the excuses either. I've already seen the talking heads in the media making excuses for Tom Brady and the Bucs. Well, they didn't have Antonio Brown. They lost Chris Godwin in the second quarter. They lost Leonard Fournette in the third quarter. Tom Brady had to throw the ball to second and third string receivers. Don't give me that shit. I don't want to hear about injuries. The Saints have been dealing with injuries all season. I'm pretty sure I saw Gronk on the field last night. 50% of Gronk is better than every receiver the Saints have. Hell, they weren't even moving the ball when Godwin and Fournette were in the game anyway. Taysom Hill was throwing the ball with three fingers. Trust me, the Saints are a hell of a lot more banged up than the Bucs. I heard a comment last night, I think it was on NFL Network. They said the rest of the league was going to study this game film because the Saints have finally figured out how to stop Tom Brady. That is easier said than done. Theoretically, it's not hard to stop Tom Brady. It's simple. In practice, it's a hell of a lot more difficult because you have to have the personnel. Why is the Saints' defense so effective against Tom Brady? How are they able to stop him? New Orleans has the ability to get pressure with only their front four. The other seven guys, they drop back into coverage. Your receivers are double teamed. Very few teams in the NFL can pull that off. Tom Brady is masterful at beating the blitz. He's quick getting the ball out of his hands, but when everyone is in double coverage and Cam Jordan is in your face all night, you can't do it. It throws off the timing, causes him to rush through his progression. The Saints know how to get in the head of Tom Brady. Now, I know Saints fans are thrilled this morning. We're back in the playoff picture. We're turning the season around. I'm not as optimistic. Do we have a Super Bowl caliber defense? Yes. But offensively, this team is offensive. They are shit. I keep hearing people say, the Saints have a soft schedule to close the season. How are you coming to that conclusion? The Dolphins are one of the hottest teams in the league, and both Carolina and Atlanta have already beaten the Saints. Taysom Hill is a definite upgrade over the bum who replaced Jameis Winston, and at times, the offense has the ability to get rolling. They looked great in the first quarter last night. The problem is, there's no consistency to it. There's no rhythm. These receivers are god-awful. Chris Collinsworth made the comment last night, I know the Saints are so happy to have Adam Trautman back. Clearly, he didn't consult with the fan base. I don't know anyone who was looking forward to the return of Adam Trautman. This fucking guy can't catch the COVID, much less a football. So while last night was a great win for the Saints, they still have a shitload of problems. I hate being negative about it. I want to say they have a chance. I just don't see it. Not unless the offense can do a complete 180 over the next 3 weeks. All right, let me know what you guys think of Tom Brady losing his composure last night. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe, click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.